Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host's mind is in excellent used condition and his shortcomings significantly not as described. Here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. If you want to increase your sales, and who doesn't, it pays to look at expanding your marketplace horizons. Audrey Tracy is social media manager for eBay for Business, and she's also our co-host during our Periscope broadcasts on Wednesdays. Yes.
Hi, everybody.
And she's got some valuable advice on attracting more international buyers. Audrey, what's the first thing?
What are you snickering at?
He's in a mood today, Audrey.
Okay, good. Thank you for the warning.
He's in a mood. No, a good one. A good one.
It's the smugness that comes from having reorganized so many things in one's life over 2 days. Audrey, what's the first thing sellers can do to make their listings more attractive to international buyers?
Of course, all the standard kind of best practices apply in terms of listings. Great photos, clear, concise descriptions, disclose all flaws, that sort of thing. But I would say the number one tip about making your listings attractive to international buyers is think about the fact that they might not speak English. And so think about common words that we use that they may not be familiar with. Words like, subjective words like excellent or flawless. That's kind of a judgment call, and I would kind of steer away from those and just stick to the facts. And then one thing that I see sometimes that can turn a buyer off is the paragraphs and paragraphs of rules about how to buy from me. If I'm looking at a seller who is in another country and they have paragraphs upon paragraphs of rules, that's going to turn me off. That's going to make me think that this is a difficult buyer to work with. Seller to work with.
Hmm.
We talk about that on the show, Griff. You got to stand upside down. You have to hold on to your left foot and then pay for it and then maybe I'll send it. And I know this is very bad. I don't know why some sellers feel they have to do that. I think they're protecting themselves.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's bad with domestic sellers, but I think with international buyers, that is an additional kind of turnoff.
Right.
So what are some other ways to make a listing more attractive to international buyers?
So think about the fact that, I'm thinking about clothing, think about measurements. I tend to put measurements in inches, assuming that, all of my buyers are U.S., and that's probably not a good move. Think about putting measurements in centimeters. Think about, if you're selling electronics, is this plug going to work in their country? If you're selling a cell phone, is this going to work with their carrier?
Right.
Honestly, it's the buyer's responsibility to probably know this. But I would just make double, triple sure, either in the listing or maybe after they've paid, to just make sure that the thing that they're buying from you is going to work in their country.
Yeah, a lot of U.S. sellers don't realize that the world abandoned the old British system of measurement years ago, and everyone has moved on to metrics except the U.S., and I think one or two other countries, but so that when you measure something in inches, or if you're selling shoes and you're only giving the U.S. size,
yep,
you're not helping.
Or think about volume. We use volumes, ounces, yeah, for coffee mugs here.
They use
milliliters probably.
Or grams. These are really important considerations.
Yeah, and Google has a really easy way of converting converters. I just Google inches to centimeter converter or millimeters to ounce converter, and it pops right up, and you can just plug in your numbers quickly.
That's a really important one. I like that one. What else do you have?
Think about different keywords. So, in the United States, we call it a sweater, but in the UK, it's a jumper.
A jumper. Yeah.
So do a little research and figure out if there are certain keywords that may not be obvious to a U.S. seller, but that would be relevant to an international buyer.
So if you were selling a sweater and you didn't know that, you could put into Google maybe, what do they call a sweater in the U.K.?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, or, you know, ladies' underwear here in the U.S. is called, they're called knickers,
yeah.
which I think is kind of cute.
I love
in
that.
In the U.K.
Don't get your knickers in a twist.
Exactly.
I like it. So, what about returns? How should they be handled internationally?
So, you know, admittedly, international returns are not fun. But the best way to handle them, I would say, is to prevent them. The best return is the one that never came back to you, right? So be very honest and transparent with your listings and make sure that the buyer knows exactly what they're getting. So something like an item being returned for doesn't fit, you might be able to avoid that if you put in both the inches and the centimeter measurements. A return based on doesn't match description or photos is probably best avoided by doing lots of great product shots. You know, use all 12 of your photos, disclose any flaws. I actually use a post-it note. I cut a post-it note into a triangle so that it makes a little arrow, and then I put it on the item to point out a flaw. I did it with a pair of shoes the other day.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so that you know, the buyer can't say, oh, I didn't see that flaw, because there's this giant pink paper triangle pointing at it.
Right. Blinking on and off.
And it's a pink triangle.
Right.
How appropriate.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think there's sometimes sellers think intuitively to themselves, if I don't point out the flaw,
they won't notice it.
They'll buy it. And the trouble is,
bad business.
They're going to notice it.
Very. I always put slight flaw, see picture 3 or something like that. But your way is even better because it points to it. Boy, you can't miss it.
Hold on a second. Note to self, invest in pink triangle.
Yes.
Pink post-its.
I'm surprised you don't already have them, darling.
I have them somewhere.
Yes.
I'll check and see
in my inventory. So, Audrey, how do you... See, I only have to take this on Tuesdays and Thursdays, this laughing constantly. How do you guys do it working with him? We want to know.
I'm so sad to say that Griff has moved away from my area.
Oh, no.
He's now in Building 6 and I'm in Building 5.
Oh, so no.
My heart is a little broken.
Oh, you know, you'll have to
But my productivity has gone way up.
We did have way too much fun over there.
You need walkie-talkies. Get a walkie-talkie.
Well, no, so Audrey has actually been on the hearing end, not necessarily the receiving end, of my occasional rants about eBay. So, you know, we'll do something that I think is harebrained or just, you know, wrong. And I don't contain myself.
No, he does not.
So I think I became infamous in that area of the building for those occasional rants about, what the hell are we doing now?
Occasionally, meaning daily.
Daily.
So, Audrey, so we're talking about international shipping. Should keywords be different when creating a listing to appeal to international buyers other than what you mentioned? You mentioned the words.
Like jumpers and knickers.
Yeah, and that kind of thing. Anything else that might appeal to international buyers that you can think of in the keyword department?
You're kind of putting me on the spot
I'm
here.
Sorry.
It's okay. Pivot.
Yeah. So one thing you might think about is, are there local words?
Good pivot.
Thank you. Are there local words for an item? I'm thinking of, I don't know what I'm thinking of, like a food item or something where they call, and I'm having a terrible time
biscuits,
coming up with something.
Call them biscuits instead of something else. Yeah,
exactly. Something like that. So be aware of, you know, what...
That's a good point, because they don't use the word cookies.
No,
in the UK.
It's called,
which is fancy a bicky.
So what is a nice way to thank international buyers?
So I'm going to give a shout out to Kathy Terrell here.
We love Kathy.
You know, she's a good friend of eBay as a seller, and she recommended this in one of our Facebook chats, and that was to Google how to say thank you in the buyer's international or in their native language, and then write it on the packing slip.
How
I thought
nice.
That was so just, you know, touching and clever, and creates a good connection between the seller and the buyer.
And with Google Translate, you can get that.
Oh,
you can write him a paragraph.
That's right.
Be careful, though. Your syntax and colloquialisms can be a real bitch.
Exactly. So I love her idea of just, you know, a simple thank you in their native language.
I like
That's
it
a great
lot.
Idea.
It is. It
and
is.
You know, if you've sold something internationally, you know, even in GSP, you can go and find out their address so you know where they are.
So we got a little email from Summertoad, you know, Helen in Oregon. She said, on the subject of different words in different countries having different meanings, while listing a Raggedy Ann doll made by the Knickerbocker Company, eBay sent me a pop-up warning message that I should not be selling used undergarments on eBay. Just saying, sometimes eBay, sometimes.
Yep.
Knickerbocker. Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, that's great.
Should not be selling used undergarments on eBay.
Oh, that's hysterical. I mean, that's quite a stretch.
No kidding. So, Audrey, we just love having you on from time to time, and we really appreciate
it. But only time to time, but, not constantly.
I understand.
No, small doses. No. Love what you're doing in the eBay for Business blog. Tell everybody where they can find it, because it's so wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you. You're very kind. It's simply ebayforbusinessblog.com.
Oh.
You don't even have to put, no dashes, no nothing, just eBay for Business blog.
It's also the first result when you Google eBay for Business. So,
a great resource. If you're not subscribing or checking it out on a regular basis, you're doing yourself a great disservice.
Yeah, they're filling our show up pretty much.
we don't create content anymore.
We have Shauna on.
We just get your content.
We have Audrey on, and that's, you know.
The show sheet, there's like pages and pages of Shauna Audrey content, and we say, let's talk about courtesy of Shauna.
Yeah, we
or
keep
Audrey.
Your content with us at all times. Seriously.
I love
Audrey
it.
I want to thank you for working for eBay Radio.
Well, I'm going to start charging a commission here.
Okay.
Okay. Griff is going
to
pay.
You know where
He's
to
gonna
send
pay
the invoices.
You in perfume.
Yeah, anything you like. This segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Up next, we'll talk relationships and eBay when we return with eBay Radio.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.